won't even, you know, crack a smile about that. That's like, you know, taking like a guy 7 years old and playing him to 10 and beating him 10 to nothing. You're supposed to do that. I've been on teams where first place throughout the year, fifth place, sixth place, and I've been on teams that wasn't even mentioned until we got to the final. So, you know, good thing about sports is it's always a crapshoot. If you're in the right place at the right time and have a little bit of luck, you could always get there. That's been our whole story this year. We haven't bottled up anything but inconsistency. So, you know, if we play like that, it'll be fine.
We're going to, you know, obviously see a team that's, you know, does a little bit more and accustomed to doing a little bit more up-tempo than Sacramento. And they, you know, Nelly's always been a coach that's going to throw a lot of different lineups at you, some goofy lineups. You're going to put, you know, guys in different spots. You think, well, why do you do that? He's just, you know, that's what he does.
We just have to come out of the gates, you know, with the killer mentality. You know, we got to hit teams first, and that's something we haven't been doing lately. You know, we've been giving these sub-500 teams a chance to stay in the game, and, you know, they're NBA players, and they do have good players, and, you know, they build confidence and knock down shots, and that's how you lose to a bad team.
Having fun, that was a big thing. You know, I called both my grandmothers, and that's the first thing they said to me. You don't like you having fun. And that just reminded me, you know, this is a game I love. This is something I love doing. So even though it's a job, I still got to have fun doing my job. They're always on their feet. They're always cheering. You get a lot of energy from their fans out there. So I think that's why they're probably a better team at home than on the road.